Hey guys, Austin here. I'm one of the pastors over at the San Marcos Escondido campus, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Dose. I love this series of hidden gems because what it challenges us to do is sometimes we have a tendency just to fly through the Bible, fly through some verses, and we don't really slow down and look at the context or look at what they're actually saying. And today, I want to highlight the book of Ephesians. And if you kind of read through this, there's so many good things going on in this book. But if you slow down, one of the ones that hit me recently is Ephesians 4:29. In the NIV version, it says this: "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may be beneficial to those who listen." And as I read that verse, something rang in my head recently at home, where we have a 4 and a 2-year-old, and they're at a stage now where they are constantly fighting over the same toy or their best friends. It's kind of either or at this point in time. And I've been holding on to this dad cliche for 4 years now, and I finally got to play the card. And so I think it kind of went like this, where Henry was fighting with his brother and eventually said, "I never, ever want to play with Jack again." And he was saying some not nice things to his little brother. And so I said, "Henry, in Bambi, the skunk says, if you can't say anything nice, don't say it at all." And my wife across the room looks up, and I make eye contact with her, and I'm like, "Did I say it right?" And we're both like, "No, I don't think so." Because one, I think it's the rabbit that says it. But it doesn't matter. I finally got to play this dad cliche: if you can't say anything right, don't say nothing at all. And my boys kind of looked at me and they sat down in their chair, and it just made me laugh because that's something I feel like every dad has said. I don't know the last time that you watched Bambi. I'm not sure why you would go back to that Disney movie because it's pretty sad. But hey, if that's your favorite one, it's the rabbit, and his dad was the one who told him that. And I love being able to share with my boys, hey, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. And that's what we're talking about in Ephesians, that do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up. And as you go through your day, how often do you find yourself saying something to somebody else or to somebody else about someone else behind their back that's just completely tearing them down, that has no purpose other than to build yourself up and tear that person down, make them feel worse about themselves? Man, I want to encourage you today at work, at home, wherever you're headed, as we slow through the book of Ephesians and find this kind of hidden gem. What are you going to say to somebody today when you don't like what they say or they say something mean to them? I would love to encourage you just to maybe walk away. Maybe say nothing at all and leave the situation. Maybe come back when you're not as heated, when your blood pressure is not as high, and just respond by saying, "Hey, help me understand why you said that. Hey, that didn't sit well with me." And in a sense, be a peacemaker here. I talked a couple of weeks ago about the joy that comes from living in with Jesus Christ, remaining in him, spending time praying and living in obedience. And I think this is one of those things that we can grab onto. As we walk this Christian walk, this relationship with Jesus Christ, he calls us to love the people that he's placed in our lives, to go out and glorify him in everything that we do and say. Everything that we do and say. And I just want to encourage you today, as you're about to enter into conflict or you're going to have an argument, guard your tongue. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, so that you build people up. Don't tear them down. And as you go out, just remember Thumper, when his mom asked him, what did your dad tell you? And he said, if you can't say anything nice at all, don't say nothing at all.